listening? It is I, Numator 479. According to our studies of your puny mammalian race, we discovered you like very good coffee. And while it is our evolutionary purpose to cause you psychic torment, we want you awake and vivacious to give it. So try our new blend from Spring Hill Jack Coffee, Reptilian in the Morning. Our proprietary blend of lightly roasted cacao husks will have you immediately energized upon emerging from the pain cloaca with all your slippery new eggs. Thanks, honey. Hot, I'm cold-blooded. Thanks to Spring Hill Jack and Last Podcast on the Left, I'm ready to get out there and eat some babies. Get out of the way, Hillary Clinton!
There's no place to escape to.
This is the Last Podcast
on the Left.
Side stories?
Yeah, you love your blade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories, yeah.
When are we going to get to the point?
And we're getting to ironic eating, right? We're getting to ironic eating. It is beginning. Uh-huh. I know that it's coming down the pipe, and I just don't want to know. I'm afraid of the day that it begins.
Oh, no. There was a whole, like, running joke in the newest season of Party Down about ironic eating.
There's going to get to a point where there is a restaurant that is serving bad food on purpose.
Yeah.
They're going to do it. I don't know. We can't stop it. We can't stop this train.
No, it seems to be like a natural part of the death spiral of modern society is ironic food.
We're going to get, once that happens, mm-hmm. once you have to eat stuff that makes you sick go like, isn't this cool? Isn't this cool that I'm the only one of five guys that eat this and make me sick?
And you're paying $500 a fucking meal to eat horrible food?
It's going
to
happen. They're making shoes that look specifically bad. They're making clothes that look bad. They're going to the bad generation to reproduce the clothes. We got rid of the little glasses for a reason, kids.
I would love to have some little glasses. My name's Marcus Parks. Welcome to Side Stories. I'm with Henry Zebrowski. What do you have against little glasses?
You know, I am being, it's true. I root for the Zoomers. I want you to do good.
Yeah, so do I.
I want you to do good, but I do know you guys are picking the wrong fashion. Make new stuff.
Oh my God, you're 40. You're doing the same thing that people did when we were fucking wearing 70 shit.
What I like, though, I love the new stuff. I do like, there's one brand called Mischief that did the big red, like, Super Mario boots.
Oh.
Those are fun because you're making actual, like, future clothes. Yeah. I think that's really cool.
But that's still based on Super Mario Brothers, a game from 1985.
And they're still coming at us. They're still looking for us, very precious, elder millennials, check of approval.
Check,
and
check.
Guess what? You got it. Good work, Mischief. They did a good job. But, you know, I like all the new stuff. It's just more it's the floppy hats.
You got floppy hats.
You still got to be super skinny to make big wide leg jeans look good. Like, it's not the same. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
I don't know. Floppy hats. I mean, you remember I dated a floppy hat woman for years, and that was like in the 2010s. That was like 2012 or so. Floppy hats have been around since Coachella.
It's true.
Yeah. Ever since Coachella started sucking, that's when floppy hats have reigned supreme.
And also in a lot of Native American wear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of that. Well, they got shamed into not doing that anymore. But the floppy hats remain.
They do, but you know what? Again, I'm trying not to. I am being open to the Zoomers. Just anything but bore me. That's what I say, man. Dazzle me. I can't wait. I want a new shit. I have a fantasy in my head that every decade I get older, I will buy one outfit that is completely, utterly current.
Yeah.
Just so that I can arrive in young spaces and be like, hey, kids. You know what I mean? Like, it just be like, what? Like, do the Steve Buscemi, like, meme, but all the time.
Fellow children, yeah, yes. Yeah. No, I thought, every once in a while, like, when a new trend, when a new style comes around, like, I look at it, and I think about it, and, like, I go to the website, and I put it in my cart, and I'm just about to click on it, and I think, I can't do that.
Dude.
I'm too old.
No, you're not. You know, wait until your makeover episode when we do that on the stream. On last stream on the left, we're going to be coming back. When we come, we're going the last couple of weeks up to the holidays. But when we come back, well, after the holiday, we're going to do this makeover episode. And I cannot wait.
I can't wait for it.
I'm going to show you what you look good in. I'm going to show you. No, I'm going to have somebody else come.
Yes, please have somebody come out. Somebody else come in. Because, you know, it's just getting to be where it's hoodie and t-shirt every day. I look like a man. Who
Write podcasts for a living.
Podcasts for a living. Yes.
Yeah, no, you do.
You can
slowly becoming the physicalization exterior of Dan Carlin at the same time. Yeah.
No, anytime someone asks me what I do in LA and I say podcast, there's never been a single person who said, like, wow, that's a surprise. They just go, yep.
Yep. I can tell by your sallow skin. Yes. Okay, I guess so.
That tracks.
Talking
and
about
your velvety deep voice.
Yes. And now talking about current trends. Now, what we said the last couple weeks, again, great stories out there we're going to get to, but we were trying to avoid some poo-poo stories. And not only can that not happen, unfortunately, because we got one that we're going to cover.
It's too good.
But speaking of other trends, which I'm not going to say we started, because that makes me, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of necrophilia back in the news as well. And maybe it's because it's the holidays.
I wouldn't say we're trend starters. I would say
we are
manifestors.
Yes.
We manifest things. We see this happen all the time when we do an episode on something and it gets a particularly good response from our listeners. We notice that those things tend to show up in the news immediately after in one way or another.
We're not doing this on purpose. We don't know why it's like this, but it happens a lot. Like last week, again, the side story's curse. The second the episode comes out, Henry Kissinger fucking dies.
Yep.
And we didn't get to say, fuck him. But so here's that.
No, fuck him.
Fuck him.
Fuck Henry Kissinger. Like I'm actually on a text chain with like two old friends of mine from college. And I just got a text while I was at the comic book store that just said, Henry Kissinger is dead in all caps, exclamation points. And then we just talked about how fucking awful Henry Kissinger was for a while. It was freeing. I texted my wife.
Yeah, like, unfortunately.
It was like, Henry Kissinger, holy shit, Henry Kissinger's finally dead. And she just texted back, yay!
I mean, unfortunately, it took 100 years.
100 years.
And that shows the power of pure evil.
Yeah.
And how if you just never change and you just believe you're right, because that's what it is. It's a stress-free life.
Yeah, really.
I'm not
is.
Giving an absolute shit what you're doing because you're just thinking about yourself and your own career goals.
And he was also quite a womanizer.
I kind of like that about him. That's the best app. So far, that's the best thing I've heard about him.
I'd put Kissinger, we're talking like top 10 most evil people of the 20th century, he might be in the top 5. I mean, of course, you got your Hitler, your Stalin, your Mao,
those are unmovable goats. You can't do anything about it, man, because that's your Jordan, Scottie Pippen. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, top
Even
three.
Even Jordan had to have the mustache.
Yeah.
He had to do it just to show he's the number one evil. I'm the number one Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but then you got your Pol Pot, but of course, Pol Pot is closely related to your Henry Kissinger.
Very much so.
Yeah, very much so. Cambodia. I mean, this is the man who prolonged the Vietnam War long past when it was supposed to end just because it was good politically.
Yes.
I mean, this is a man who did not. Kissinger did not give a fuck about anybody.
Yeah.
He destroyed countless lives indirectly. Yes. Millions upon millions of lives destroyed or affected or fucked up.
He's dead.
And is it just the ripples of evil that this man put out? He's finally dead. And
dead motherfucker.
Here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm hoping. I mean, yeah. I know I'm not original. And
no one is. But the Henry Kissinger hate is not like, you know, the Sonic Youth of hate.
Well, what I'm getting to is I know I'm not original in saying that nothing's been quite right ever since David Bowie died.
Sure.
After David Bowie died in January 2016, everything has kind of seemed off.
Right. Yeah. We're doing fine.
But what I'm thinking is that maybe Henry Kissinger's death is a sort of bookend of a strange period in the 21st century.
I think it's a great thing to talk about at the bus stop. And I think that'll help. I think you'll connect to a lot of guys out there that live next to a dumpster.
The fucking balance of the universe, man, has been off because, like, Bowie's gone. He was such, like, a fucking, like, trippy, hip, good energy in the universe. And, like,
and
Kissinger's
super,
like,
yeah, super bummer. Super bummer energy. No, there's a woman with a gem in her pussy right now that I could introduce you to. And you guys could really hit it off. But no, I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about the idea of, like, because David Bowie, he didn't want this responsibility either. He didn't want us to deal with the aftermath of his death. That's why he made Black Star, because he wanted to give us something. So that's why, like, I'm not going to put everything that happened on him.
Oh, no.
You know, he was sick.
But that's the thing, man, is that, like, power only belongs to people who do not want it.
I mean,
David Bowie did not want the power, and yet he wielded it like a wonderful sword of light. Henry Kissinger, power hungry. evil motherfucker, lived to be 100 years old.
That's how that works.
That is how that works.
So get out there and conquer somebody, guys. If you, that's my new long life like tip. You just get out there, conquer, rip it up, and don't care about the consequences.
You know what? No one, I don't know if anyone
should be in a blue zone. That blue zone show.
I don't know if anyone's ever tried that as like a cancer treatment. If you've lived a great life and you like get bone cancer suddenly, try being a shitty person for a while and see if it works.
See what happens.
See what happens.
You never know. Now, guys, this next story is continuing themes. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, we were not going to talk about poo-poo anymore. We weren't. And I didn't want to talk about poo-poo anymore.
I'll talk about poo-poo all day long. But
yes.
I understand that not everyone likes to talk about poo-poo every day.
But then this story just comes and there's nothing that we can do fucking about it because it is our duty here. All right. So this is the story. This comes from WKBN.com.
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. Epstein country. Ohio lawyers sanction over feces-filled potato chip can. Now, the reason why we're covering the story is not because of the poop. We're not getting into the granular details of the poop. It is because of, it's one of my favorite excuses I've heard in a while.
Yeah.
An Ohio attorney, he's got his license suspended, which is good, except because he threw a potato chip can, it's a Pringles can, filled with this shit into the parking lot of a victim advocacy center called Haven of Hope.
It's fucking worse.
It's awful, right? And he said they were like, well, you know, we have all this videotape of you shitting to a Pringles can, throwing it over a fence into the poo-poo area over here, now designated this as the poo-poo area. And he said, I can't fucking believe that you would even think that I would do something like that. He said, yes, I do have a habit of placing my waste in a potato chip can and randomly throwing it from his car. But how dare you think I would remotely even imagine to throw this into the Haven of Hope area, which is the victim advocacy group that is working with the client that I am in a court case against. So I can't believe, how would you think that? How would you think
that? How would you possibly think that? No, he said that, unfortunately, that was his drop zone that day. And he's just, and that's the thing is that
he, I guess he was just at work already. Far again, but I don't know how he got to the advocacy center.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, it might have just been on his way to work. But the thing is, it's one of those things where you admit to a lesser crime so you can get away with the big crime. Because he says, yeah, I take a shit
in Pringles cans? Yeah. Ask my daughter. Ask my secretary. Of course I do.
I shit in Pringles cans all the time. I'm a busy guy. I'm on the go.
What I do. I love Pringles. I'm recycling. This is my version of composting.
Because that's the incredible part about it is how many Pringles do you have to eat where you have enough empty Pringles cans around to fill said Pringles can with shit every time you need to vacate your bowels?
I want to look up what this guy looks like and then decide. Because I think that if you look at this guy and you could tell, because my first bet, you eat that whole thing.
You eat that whole thing. Like,
I don't think he's just going to waste the chips. Jake Blakesy, nope, they got his thing. Oh, his office is closed. But was him? No.
But while you're looking that up, I mean, the thing is,
look at this guy. This is the guy.
Oh my God, he doesn't look like he eats that many Pringles at all.
Yeah, wow, what a fucking bitch. I think that he...
I don't believe that man.
I think he's wasting Pringles.
That man does not eat... That is not a man who eats enough Pringles to make a habit of shitting in Pringle cans and throwing it around town.
I mean,
random places. It's a random thing.
Maybe this is where we're being bigoted. And we don't think that I'm going to say bigoted against rich, fancy-looking people.
Yeah.
That we think that he wouldn't take down an entire Pringles can just to shit in it. Because I am going to say... I'm going to cast some doubt. I don't think he does this all the time. I don't think this is a regular occurrence.
No.
I think that he did it one time. And he, for some reason, thought that this was going to work. I do think he ate the entire can of Pringles. I'm going to call that. I think he ate the entire can of Pringles. I think looking at where he was going to shit, probably building up the shit. Right? Yeah. Yeah, fucking yeah. They say once you pop, fun don't stop. Guess what? It's definitely not going to stop. Not for me. Not Mr. Poo-Poo Blakesy. That's me. No one knows. But then the other thing I'm part of this is like, it's the whole over the can
into the for having the poop go into the Pringles can.
Mm-hmm.
So do you just put that right up against your hole?
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm thinking, is that it has to be mostly empty.
Yeah.
Right? But does it... We're not supposed to do this. Does it just come out? Like, in my mind...
What do you mean, does it just come out?
All right. Well, all right. So sometimes mine goes everywhere. Right? And sometimes it's a pert professional unit.
You need to start taking prebiotics.
Oh, I'm mostly pert professional, upright, exactly as you want it, postage stamp version of it, right? It normally comes out. I've been really good. Just a little, like a little submarine.
Yeah, same here.
Now, the thing is that if you've been eating Pringles all day and you're stressed.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it's just wild to me.
Personally, I know when it's going to be, I know when there's going to be like an area.
But the chips have to go. I don't know why. I guess there's like a physics things that I don't particularly understand. With the pressure of it, like, how do you keep it in? Like, do you just, not that it's going to go, I guess it doesn't come out like a fire hose. But.
No, I know exactly where my butthole is. I know exactly where I'd put the Pringles can in order to let it slide in there. I mean, if I'm doing that in the first place, I'm not going to be worried about getting shit on my hands. I'm not going to be too precious with it.
Yeah. He's so throwing like, a can of shit into a victim, the victim's advocacy, like parking lot. Yeah. So he's not.
He's having a bad, he's having an off day. So he's not really worried about it. My question, though, is, do you think that he put the top back on the can before throwing it into the victim's advocacy center?
I would say yes, if you know anything about pipe bombs, where you have to build pressure on the inside. Yeah. So you do need a cap, and it doesn't work unless there's a cap.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether or not, because I would say, again, if I'm doing it, and I'm not doing it there, but I'll go to D.C., where you shit in the can, mm-hmm. right? I think if you're tossing it over a structure, you need the top on.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. Yeah, because otherwise
it's
going to get everywhere, and then you know the whole effect. Then you're just. But on the other hand,
now you're just littering.
Isn't finding a shit smeared Pringles can just as bad as finding a shit filled Pringles can?
I would argue no. I would say that shit smeared, you're like, that's, this could happen to anybody. But if it's filled,
there's intent.
Oh yes, that's a message.
Yeah, that's a message. Yeah, that is true. That is true.
But he has got his license currently suspended, so that didn't work out for him.
His law license or his driver's license?
His law license. Because that's not how a lawyer's supposed to behave.
What's incredible is that the decision by the high court to suspend his license wasn't unanimous.
No, there's at least a couple guys been like, now, for those of you that first who have not committed this sin, you may cast the first stone. They're like, none of us have. And he's just like, what if I have committed this sin 3 times? Like, all right, sir.
Sure, Justice R. Patrick DeWine.
Oh, wow. That was the guy who voted against it?
Yeah, it says that Justice R. Patrick DeWine concurred in judgment only. He did not join the opinion.
Maybe
he
just wasn't there.
In judgment.
Maybe he was taking a shit.
Yeah. That's the other thing, is I think he had to have like bought the Pringles in order to eat them and shit in the Pringles can and throw it, because otherwise, why not just shit in the store where you buy the Pringles?
I don't know. I don't know why you do. I guess it's because you want it hot.
You want it hot.
You want it fresh off the presses.
Yeah.
So that's our poo-poo story for the week. And just don't do that.
Sure.
That's my lesson to you.
Don't do that unless you're just shitting in Pringles cans.
Yeah, you do it all day.
Unless you're just doing it.
You just, absolutely.
Don't involve anyone else.
Keep it for you and your family. All right?
Live from your grave.
Now, another thing that didn't stay in the family. This is another reoccurring theme the last fucking month. Necrophilia.
Yeah.
Now, this guy does not have a friendly mugshot. He is upset, does not want to be in the police station. Former Banner Health employee arrested after, I'm glad you said it, inappropriate conduct with a corpse. And this is according to, only in Tucson.
Well, reported by Tucson, occurred in Phoenix.
Oh, by the time I get to Phoenix, that corpse better be warm. Now, I guess it doesn't get warm unless you put it in the oven. A former security guard at Banner University Medical Center Phoenix was arrested and is facing charges of crimes against a dead person. So again, it's one of the states where it's illegal, which is good. Now, he's saying, they two witnesses,
believe they saw this man inside of the morgue area. He goes by the name of Randall Bird. And so they saw him in the morgue area.
Randy Bird.
Randy Bird. Yeah, you know, I like him not tweeting.
He said he was sweating profusely. Mm-hmm. He was acting very nervous, and they found him. This guy works in corpse intake. He's a security guard, and he helps the corpses go in there. And they said his uniform was messy, and his pants were unzipped. Now, this guy actually had a pretty credible excuse. And that he said that he was in there, and he just so happened to have a medical episode where he collapsed. He fainted. He grabbed the victim's body as he fell, pulled it off the thing, happened to open it up, happened to disrobe sections of the body in the flurry. And then in such a hurry and in such a panic, as the body fell on top of him, he lifted it up and he put it back on the thing, which is why he says you can find his cum on there, which seems to really be the smoking gun.
It really does. And also the fact that he was sweating profusely inside the freezer.
He could have a glandular issue.
He might
it's
have.
It's really the cum.
It's really the cum. And what's interesting about this is the age of the body. 79.
Oh, yeah.
He's 46. Good old Randy Bird.
Oh, God. I don't know, man. Everyone's makes me upset. Because you look at this guy's face. Yeah, he doesn't look happy himself. He looks like he's not super satisfied with his current situation.
He looks terrifying. And he looks like a man who is ready to get a lot of shit in jail for going to prison for necrophilia. He looks like he's practicing his tough look.
Also, I want to roll this back a second. Do you think it would have been better if the corpse was younger?
I think it's interesting that the corpse was older.
But you mean like you think it would be more like you'd get it more if the corpse was something you'd find physically attractive?
Not me, personally. I'm talking about Randy Bird.
But you're just saying, so you're saying he's desperate? You're saying that this guy
I'm saying
is like, he's just like, because that's what I'd tell him, is that if he was going to go have fuck with the 79-year-old person's corpse, I'd be like, I have a little patience there, buddy. There's actually an NCAA tournament coming through, and sometimes they have problems with their aortas.
Well, if I make it serious for a second, I might give you my reasoning behind that.
Great.
Well, a lot of guys that sexually assault old ladies, it's something that happens with fair regularity. Guys break into old ladies' homes, they sexually assault them.
It's not good.
No, it's fucking horrible, but a lot of the reason why they do that is because those old ladies are the most vulnerable women in our society.
But this is just a corpse.
This is just, exactly.
This corpse is just as vulnerable as any other corpse. It could be a general, it could be a fucking cocker spaniel. You know?
Exactly. Which tells me that this 46-year-old man might have some sort of geriatric fetish.
I think it's got to do with the corpse. I think that he wanted the corpse.
Any corpse would do. It just so happened that he was caught with the 79-year-old corpse, and he may have, you know, performed such actions previously on corpses of all ages.
If you look at the guy that, again, to bring him up again, that is truly one of the most prolific necrophiliacs that we know about, David Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
He was across the board.
He was.
He was across the board, and I actually have seen that. Yes, there are people. We talked about this on our episode. They do have types that they seek in terms of their necrophiliac impulses. They have things that they want to, they have a type of corpse they want to be around and be with. But I don't think that, I think largely beggars can't be choosers.
I think so. But David Fuller, so a full British government ordered inquiry came out a couple of days ago about David Fuller. We covered him on our necrophilia episode. He was a guy who murdered two women in the 90s, wasn't caught for that crime, or he murdered two women in the 80s and wasn't caught for that crime until 2020. And he was fully in the necrophilia game up until 2020. 15 years he was doing that shit.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, 15 years from 2005 to 2020. It was
old head.
But concerning his type, the only corpses that he passed over were corpses with infection, who had died from some sort of infection.
Well, those really can get you sick.
Or people who had died from COVID.
Wow. Shows you masking does work. That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, he would go through the logs and he would see how each person died. And if someone was like COVID,
you're like, ew.
No. Or just like, oh, man, it's like opening your DoorDash app. Like, you really want that Vietnamese sandwich. You didn't realize that it closed 15 minutes ago. And you're like,
man.
Yeah, because I think that he was otherwise. He didn't have a lot of scruples.
No, he had no scruples. 9 to 100, 9 years old to 100 years old. That was the range of his victims.
So I think it largely has to do with it being corpses.
Yes. For him, there was absolutely no real discerning over who his victims were actually going to be.
But they're going to figure out how to fix these loopholes, because basically the main thing, we talked a little bit about it, I want to say a couple of side stories ago, even last one, about they're basically saying, we need to figure this out.
Yeah.
It seems there are a lot of gaps in our system that allow these guys to kind of just show up. Like, basically, the main thing seems to be that they came back after they did the big study was like, we can't allow people we don't know to be with the corpses. which is, I hope so. I mean, again, we don't care what happens to our corpses when you die. You can suck my dick. You can fucking chop off my head. I don't know.
Sure.
But mine's going to be in a tomb, so you're going to have to get to it.
Yeah, me too. Mine's going to be in a grave.
Yeah.
But this guy, I mean, as far as just letting people in and out, like, he occasionally came to the mortuary to do maintenance on the refrigerator system. So he was like kind of a face, but he entered the department on his own. In 1 year, he entered 444 times.
Yeah.
That's some days, multiple times a day. He would leave and come back and leave and come back.
Yeah, he had a lot of time.
Actually, I would imagine those were the days when he was actually doing work, because he had to go out to his truck and get stuff.
He might have. Either way, it's not good. We got to talk about these people. Show them a corpse and put the thing. Remember, you ever saw that special about how they were rehabilitating pedophiles? So what they would do is, I've talked about this on the show before, but they would basically, to see how far along you were in your treatment, they would tie a little lasso-like instrument to the very end of your cock.
Mm.
They would put you in a cubicle and show you videos of, like, kids getting blasted with hoses, eating fish. It's bad. It's bad. Just the idea of, like, who's signing these kids up for this B-roll? You know what I mean? Oh. Like, what horrible agent somewhere within Hollywood that is, like, setting up these videos? And then they basically see...
No, it's just for commercials.
No, it's commercials. No, don't worry. You buy this online. True, probably you buy it from a stock footage website, I imagine.
Absolutely.
And then you see if their wiener jumps.
God, that's fucking awful.
Yeah, buddy.
I heard about this awful form of OCD the other day, where it's people with OCD that are convinced that they're pedophiles, but they're actually not pedophiles.
I've heard about this. This is very, it's very fucked
horrifying.
Up.
Horrifying.
Which idea that you're just this idea that you are not in control of your impulses so much. You're so afraid of your impulses, which is in Jungian psychology is all about being afraid of the shadow and not embracing it, understanding it's a part of your life, that it's not something to be scared of, but you just have to know that your brain's going to make you, it might say a bunch of fucked up shit, and you have to understand it's just a thought.
Oh, yeah.
But that's bad.
That's horrible.
You want to be there.
That's a terrible way to live your life. My God.
Yeah. That's why, again, MILFs. Surround yourself with MILFs. Be like, all I see is MILFs.
They're everywhere.
All right. So I wanted to do speaking of MILFs, but I got nothing here. I wish I did. Now, this next story, I wanted to show this to you live. What should I do first? Because the UAP, the problem is that one's a nothing burger story that I wanted to cover next, which is the UAP congressional hearing.
Sure.
They're going back deeper into this idea. They're trying to create a UAP, like it's sort of like a transparency act that old Chucky Shooms was working on for a period of time to get the United States government to create a more streamlined, open process to find out what are people saying? What do they mean when they say that these UAPs are everywhere and they're all over our military? And what are we doing about it?
Mm-hmm.
And they have gutted that act, and it's probably not going to go anywhere.
Of course.
And David Grush is really mad.
Of course, David Grush is really mad because he stuck his neck out.
He did everything he could, but there's, you know, they're talking about their, I feel it was a term I saw that was called catastrophic disclosure.
I've heard the term
that is being floated around now, which is people now asking for people to go like, fuck you, but to spill all the government secrets, which is, I just think is not going to go well.
No, I don't think so either.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I actually heard some theories about people saying that, like, if disclosure were to happen, then that would be the sort of trigger on, like, whatever alien civilization is buzzing us and fucking with us and all that, is that as soon as we disclose it and everyone sees that the game is, and they see that the game is up, they just fucking demolish us and wipe us out.
I feel like they don't give a shit.
Yeah, I feel like that
My
too.
Feeling is that they are there and they are a part of our life. They are so deeply, fully embedded already. Like, let's say we go to the very top of David Grush's new revelations, which is aliens are amongst us and we deal with them.
Oh, I didn't know that he had come that far.
Yes, he is now saying that they're in the government and they're also, but I had the same realization that I had when I was like, when I used to get hyper fixated on reality being a hologram.
Yeah.
It just being like, well, it seems to be working. Like, I do believe still that I believe, you know, no, reality is thin.
It's the old saying is like, what does that have to do with the price of fish?
Yeah, it's fucking, yeah. It's like, I still go, I got work, I got to do these ads, I got to do this. I'm still, life continues to roll on, so I will philosophically muse upon it. But like, if there are aliens out there and they're in their government, they've been there for a while.
Yeah.
And I feel like the way they know to not react is to not react.
So in the government, you mean like in government jobs or like senators?
No idea. Okay. Across the board. God knows. Okay. I don't know.
So he's like just saying, Pete Buttigieg might be an alien.
Yep. I think here's your sign. You might be an alien. How you feel like it's, we'll see. I think a lot of people want me to get more wrapped, like kind of crazy about this, get the pan flutes going. But there's a part of me that believes that we're still not going to be allowed to see whatever the fuck this whole picture is.
No.
And it's not about the government not telling us, because the whole picture is a fucking galactic worldview reality consensus shield baby thing, baby, that we don't understand. You know what I mean? It's one of those where we have to like, we just don't understand what we're in. We're fish in water that don't, that, I mean, walking around in reality and we don't know what the reality is.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to pull it out. As far as disclosure goes, cui bono. I mean, really, who benefits from disclosure? Nobody.
Nobody.
As far as being in the government, nobody benefits from disclosure at all.
Because all the shit is tied into it. If this is real, if, well, we always say 1% is real, that there is a gigantic Byzantine secret government structure that has been working on this for a long time. You think now they're like, oh, you showed a couple of videos?
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing this for a long time. We probably sent them to you and we don't even remember. Like, we probably leaked them to you and we don't even remember because we don't want to deal with all of you guys burning everything down if these things just show up. We are trying, like, we're trying to stay ahead of it. Let me put myself into a brain of a guy deep in the NSA who's doing his job really hard and he hates that everybody's judging him. And he's sitting there being like, you don't think we're trying to figure out how to get our heads around this fucking shit? I got to deal with Charles Schumer. Right? I literally got to deal with these guys. They, no one has any idea. These fucking, the government is saying it's like Hail Mary. Like, literally, it's the Mother Mary. Like, it's fucking Jesus Christ coming down his solar fucking ship, his spaceship. What am I doing here? What are we going to do? I didn't know if we were going to get there. But we did get there. It's just the truth.
We did get there. It is the truth.
I don't know.
Yeah, and
or is it some big sinister plot and we got, and David Grush has got to, he's going to solve it on Rogan.
I think.
Like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just as frustrated as everybody else.
Well, I think it's just more down to the point of like, why would a senator give any more than 10 minutes time to this when they're too fucking busy trying to figure out how to get kickbacks for putting a military installation in their fucking district? Who gives a shit?
I don't know. Like, that's what everyone's saying. That's
don't care. Nobody in the government benefits from disclosure. So why would anyone give 10 minutes time to it when they don't benefit?
I don't know. Maybe it's just some longer con game we're dealing with China and Russia. But again, that's past my pay grade.
Yeah. And I know
Henry Kissinger is fucking dead. Yeah.
We don't got anything to worry about anymore.
Yeah, we got him.
Yeah.
Live from your grave.
All right. This story. I want to do this other story. Now, this story is a good old fashioned. So, you know, UAP stuff will never be wrapped up. We're going to be doing this for the rest of our lives. Next story. So this, it's just how this is going to be. What I love about this next story is that it is one of those stories that you're like, is this the ending of a movie that we don't know the rest of the plot to yet?
All right.
Because
This guy, we don't even know what the fuck happened. We don't really know what's going on right now, but it does happen in Arlington County, Virginia, which I believe is the fancy part of where people go to hang out outside of Washington, D.C. It was a very fancy house. A house explosion rocks neighborhood near Washington, D.C. Now, no one there were the police had arrived to serve on a search warrant. So apparently cops got a call. This guy was sending, I guess, apparently, I'm going to say man, but I don't know yet. We don't know who the identity of the person is.
Yeah, we do. His name's James Yu, 56.
I thought that they had stopped that.
Just came. Well, it's posted on CNN as of an hour ago.
Okay. So all of this is brand new news. So yeah. Everything will be different tomorrow. So this guy was apparently shooting flares out of his home into other neighborhoods. He was shooting these flares up. The cops arrived. They said something like 85 shots of flares. Cops arrive. He is barricaded inside. This person has barricaded himself inside of his own home. We believe it is this person. They start to hear shots going on from inside the house. Now, this was in the 800 block of North Burlington Street. The cops called up the guy. They stayed outside in the living, with the loudspeakers, like, come out, come out. This is for 4 hours. And then at 8:25, this happens. They're outside. You can see. Oh,
whoa.
Fucking shit.
Shit.
This thing is. That was a big ass explosion. That was a cartoon level. Like, if you watch it close, you see that front door goes in a solid straight line out. The roof just lifts in a solid piece off the top of it. Whatever that guy did. He probably he must have just pulled the gas line.
Well, you could see like the left side of the house explodes and the rest of it collapses.
I very rarely see an explosion of this size in a domestic situation. That's a beautiful, like, this is a very fancy neighborhood.
It's a very fancy neighborhood. It's almost like, it's like not too far away from like the McAllister's neighborhood in Home Alone.
Very similar.
It's got that same feel to it.
God, being the next door neighbor, I'd be so fucking pissed. So pissed.
But there is more information on this man now. We're starting to find out exactly what his motivations were.
Oh.
You listed his address in multiple LinkedIn posts.
He did?
Yes. Which are filled with rambling and at times incoherent conspiracy theories against government officials, law enforcement, media outlets, and in one post from Friday, his neighbors, who he accused of being spies and collecting his information for unnamed handlers.
Oh, so he wasn't doing good. He didn't do this.
No,
for fun and profit. He didn't do this because it was a meme.
I would venture to guess that a stockpile blew up. I would venture to guess that this man had stockpiled a lot of shit for various reasons. And you said that he spent hours firing flares out of his windows. I got a feeling that he might have had a pallet of flares. Yeah, dude. You fucking get a bunch of flares all at once. Yes, it can. If you get enough of them, an explosion like that could occur.
So right now, yes.
Because if you'll notice, when it does, when you're looking at the aftermath of the explosion, you see these flare-like
more things
objects
come flying
out.
Yeah,
you see these flare-like objects.
Unless
so,
he just had them in there and the whole house went and everything. Because it looks like a gas explosion. We'll get there. Holy
but
shit.
The way, because see, you can see all these flares coming out.
Wow,
look at all those flares.
You can see all the flares coming out.
So I think,
whoa.
And you can see the way it like blasts out forward first. Like there's this huge blast forward and a blast.
And it turned blue. It's a gender reveal. That's incredible.
His massive, massive box of flares blew up. And probably blew up something else in the fucking process.
All right. So this is what it's saying right here. We know that he was the owner of the house.
Yeah.
And they are fairly certain it might be him because of the aforementioned posts, mm-hmm. right? The idea is that he is sending federal lawsuits against his ex-wife. He posted, all of the paranoid rants. In 2018, he filed a 163-page federal lawsuit against his then wife, younger sister, and a hospital. Biographical details. Yeah, putting against his will. You referenced many attempts to contact the FBI. Yeah, it's not looking good for him.
No.
But they have not yet identified the human remains that they found in the home.
No. But if I were to guess, I mean, this is going to be my speculation. We'll see if maybe I'm sure the bombs or the arson department, the fire department, the fire marshal,
yeah,
the inspector is going to tell us exactly what happened. But I'd put my money on flare explosion.
Flares. And honestly, maybe help a little gas. You'd be surprised. Don't do it, guys. It's really very dangerous.
Yeah, very much so.
That story. That's just one of those. You see that explosion and you just like, forget you should never, you don't know your neighbors. You know, like you don't know anybody. You don't know what they're going to do. Everybody's fucking nuts.
I know my neighbors. They're all very nice people.
You only know someone as much to let you know them.
That is true. Like, I suppose that's true. I mean,
Can you look in my eyes?
Do I know you?
Do you know me?
I don't know. Yeah, I know you're a curious little boy.
I am curious as fucking hell.
That's one thing I know about you.
All right, and the final, this final story. Talk about being curious, because I haven't had this yet. Now I'm fucking afraid to. This is Side Stories Premium. This is right down the fucking pipe. And because we covered a lot of food-based crime here.
Sure.
Right? The fact that Subway is still not telling us what's in the tuna. We don't know what it is. They say it's protein, fish protein, right? Still don't know. You know, the bread's plastic from Subway.
Sure.
Right? We know it.
Yeah.
But this is fucking really, this is crazy. Now a lawsuit is blaming on Panera Bread.
Yeah.
And I like Panera Bread.
It's fine.
It's good if you need it.
Yeah.
Right. Like I like a banana. I don't mind it. I like the freshly made sandwiches.
If you need sustenance.
Yeah. I don't mind it. You know, but this charged lemonade we're putting it all together, but it's killed two people, which is the most that lemonade has ever killed anybody without there being poison inside.
Allegedly. And one could argue that there is inadvertently poison inside of this lemonade.
It's a lot of it. It's complicated. It's just the fast food based crime, so we have to cover it. Now, this drink. So they are serving a new drink called Charged Lemonade, which I have not seen. Now, apparently, it just sits amongst lemonades, right? So you have it various. If you go to a Panera Bread, if you're not lucky enough to have had a lot of experience inside of Panera Bread, right? A lot of options, drink options. It's nice. One of them is this Charged Lemonade. Doesn't say on it that it's an energy drink. But this thing is more than just an energy drink. This thing has, now, like, I find it to be, this is very interesting. It is at 390 milligrams of caffeine. This is one.
This is a large 30 fluid ounce.
Yes, a large charged lemonade has 390 milligrams of caffeine, which is the equivalent of a Red Bull and a Monster energy drink, plus the equivalent of nearly 30 teaspoons of sugar. Now, do I believe it should be illegal for them to offer it? No.
No.
Because that's our right as Americans.
Yeah, to make our hearts beat fast enough to explode out of our chests.
They listened to us. That guy, James Yu, is whatever his name was, he was probably at a Panera Bread at some point writing an angry, expletive rant on LinkedIn and enjoying a charged lemonade. I wouldn't separate that from him.
I wouldn't either. And you know, it really is our right as Americans to have the most horrible energy drinks possible.
We want WW2.
But we also know how to police ourselves. We changed the fucking formula to Four Loko. We changed it from the original and super dangerous version that makes you really violent. We changed it ourselves and without Congress having to get involved.
And all it took was four or five people dying. Right in the process, and they listened to the customer.
Yeah, they did.
They're like, we're killing you.
Yeah.
But this poor man, Dennis Brown, he drank three of them.
Three
and
larges.
He suffered a fatal cardiac arrest. Now they believe that he has an unspecified chromosomal deficiency. He has disability. He's a mild intellectual disability. He lived independently. He worked on his own. But this is a problem. But he said straight up, I can't have energy drinks because they have high blood pressure.
Yeah.
This is really where the sort of lawsuit comes in, is that it's not labeled an energy drink.
Yeah.
It's just labeled as a lemonade. And so you might not know that it's an energy drink when you're drinking it, and that you're just thinking you're sucking down a bunch of lemonades. Because I'm like, if the audience saw what I do to a cold brew,
yeah,
you'd call the hospital.
Yeah, you would.
You know what I mean? Like, because I drink a, I'll drink two Trentas like that.
Yeah, you get a lot of it in you.
I suck it in. And I then I have to pace myself. I literally have to say, like I'm a child. Like, I have to go, Henry, stop.
No.
Right? Because I'm driving myself literally insane. Like, I'm literally going nuts. But he didn't. And you shouldn't have to die.
For Panera Bread?
No, not for a drink. No amount of a drink you have at a fast food chain should kill you immediately.
No.
It should just wait. It should take years.
It should take a really long time.
You should have diabetes first. And then guess what? You also help. Healthcare economy.
Yeah.
And then you get to help all these other hospice care economy. You're helping us. You're helping the rest of us.
Yeah, but if you're dying on your way home from the Panera Bread.
That's not helping anybody. You know, that's not doing anything.
This poor man.
I feel so bad for this poor man.
I feel so bad for him.
But there's, the truth is that it's number two.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up. Right?
Yeah.
Because all it took was that one time for that old woman to get her pussy burned off.
Yeah.
Right? Because that was bad one. We know that that was super, super bad.
The McDonald's lawsuit you're talking about.
Yeah. And her vagina was saved.
Eventually.
It went back to the factory. Right? It got up and went back to work.
After it was fused together by the scalding hot coffee that was poured into her lap.
This is kind of crazy. So the other person who died is a college student who drank Panera Bread charged with lemon. Is Sarah Katz, who had a heart condition. And this is... just gets to a point where, which is all this very sad, but do we need like a capital X stream drink at just a sandwich place? Like a place, because the one chip challenge is killing people too.
Yeah.
Right. So I also believe in the, you know, it's open. You don't have to drink the charged lemonade. It's not becoming the new water.
But you don't know that it's charged. You don't know.
Look at the up the energy. So it doesn't, it says up the energy, but I don't think people understand that it's like, it's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Like, because it's next to these tubs of other lemonade. So unless you happen to notice, because you, I think you could just get a normal cup and fill it with that. And yeah, you almost have to, don't drink it. Don't drink it. Nobody drink it. Because, no. I mean, unless, of course, some people, they need their monster. They need their rock star. Right? Sure. I do understand. You're working hard. You're out there. You got to get your little jump. But see what you're putting in your body, because this is going to fucking kill you.
Incredible thing is that Panera is taking no responsibility at all.
They just, because I could see why.
Yeah.
Because you're like, it's there. It's just a drink. But you just have to, I think it's more important for us as troubadours, storytellers, to make sure our audience knows, right? You got to protect yourself.
Yeah.
Because lemonade tastes delicious.
Lemonade's absolutely delicious.
I love lemonade.
Yeah.
Especially when it's hot outside. You know, it's one of my favorite things on the face of the planet. But you got to really just think about yourself first.
I mean, Panera Bread is saying, we view this lawsuit, which was filed by the same firm as the previous claim, to be equally without merit. Panera stands firmly by the safety of our product.
Oh, yeah, I don't. Because, again, you can have one. And you're vaguely fine. You're crazy. I feel like you're... But just be careful. Because if you have a heart condition, it's going to really fuck you up.
They did put signs up afterwards, though. And
as they should.
And they put something up on their website.
Good. That's great. Good. We're doing something. But it's just wild to me. It's just wild that you can have a thing that can kill people. At a sandwich shop.
Yeah, just sitting there waiting.
Because I guess if you have that much caffeine, all it does, it must fuel manifestos. Like, this is not, that is not a get up and go. I guess if you're dealing with kids, you might be super fucking super tired.
Yeah, but I would, man, if I drank that, I'd have a fucking panic attack.
I'd lose my mind.
Yeah, and I'd wonder what the fuck is wrong with me. All I did was drink lemonade.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, I'm... Oh, God. I don't even know.
I'd call my psychiatrist. I'm having uncontrollable panic attacks that make me feel like I'm going to die.
Rolling again.
Up the fucking Klonopin, bro.
I'm sweating. You know, like, really fucked up.
Yeah, I've had this weird, unhealthy anxiety attachment to Panera Bread.
Meanwhile, like, he's sucking down fucking charged lemonade, too. Yeah, man. We got to fucking go. We got to go, dude. We got to get Biden, man. We gotta get him, dude. You're like, yeah, fuck you. Yeah, he's doing this.
We need to take a step back.
Which, whoa, buddy. Hey.
Hey.
All right, here we go. This is really all I have for this week. It's enough.
Yeah, I think it's enough.
I'm frightened.
There's a lot of shit going on. I mean, there was the man who crashed his own car into his own home over a dispute on whether or not to sell it. But, you know, that's just a Charlotte County, Florida man being a Charlotte County, Florida man.
You just got to be careful if you fuck up your own house, because guess what? It's still your fucking house. So guess what? You got to fix it before you sell it.
All we'll say about him is he said, quote, "I meant to do it. I did it on purpose. Most fun I had in a while."
Hey, he said he smoked weed as much as humanly possible, and he loved destroying his own home.
Yeah.
So. And I wouldn't take that from him.
No, I wouldn't either.
Here we go. Let's get into some listener emails. Main one that we have was talking about some Love Is One inside details. I don't know if we should go too deep into it, because it's like, but basically the gist of it was saying, this was from someone who they were monitoring Love Is One and have talked to various people who've got out of Love Is One. And they talk a little bit about how the documentary that had just come out kind of glosses over some of the darker aspects of what Amy Carlson was talking about when she would do her long rants. But in my mind, I kind of inferred it's getting pretty dark in there.
Well, you couldn't really. The thing is that you couldn't
infer.
But
it's from the cult members' perspective that are still selling merch. So it's very, very difficult for them to see maybe that what they were doing was extremely dark and bad.
They're not going to say that they were cool with Hitler.
No.
As this person in this email is saying. They're not going to say that they were anti-Semitic, extremely so, as this person is saying in this email.
Yes.
But the interesting thing about it, I was right. A girl, Sarah, she is from Lubbock.
Yeah, confirmed. Wow.
Confirmed.
So weird. How did you know that? Just because of the first, where she
just
went?
Just the t-shirt. The Wreck'em Tech t-shirt. No one from that's not from Lubbock or the surrounding areas is going to be wearing a Wreck'em Tech t-shirt.
We got to be careful. Again, you never know. It's hard. We've talked about Love Is One for a while. I do get the idea of you wanted to check out. Never check back in. Have someone else tell you what to do. Sounds comforting at first, but next thing you know, you're hauling a corpse around, wrapped in Christmas lights, and you're like, how did I get here?
And I also find it really interesting that nobody was having sex with each other.
It's no sex.
No sex at all. Well, I mean, I know, like, Amy Carlson was getting railed.
Yeah.
Like, by various fathers throughout.
It seemed to be a very...
But nobody else was having sex with each other at all. That's insane.
There wasn't a lot of other, quote-unquote, alpha males.
Yeah.
There was a lot of... You notice what we saw, especially with Jonestown, stuff like there's always like a bunch of goons
mm-hmm.
that are a part of the upper structure that are also helping you going a little Nazi-like, you know, when you're kind of keeping people in. And those guys are also sort of like allowed by the leader to have sort of sexual liaisons with people because that's what keeps them in the play. And then mm-hmm. then they get to physically kind of keep people scared.
Sure.
You know, that allows, you know, that's another control keeping mechanism.
No, with this, there was a, you know, the guy with the beard and the guy MP or FM, Father Multiverse.
Oh, yeah. Father yeah, Multiverse.
Who was a second father.
Yeah.
And apparently there was another father God that wasn't talked about in the documentary at all.
We talked a little bit about
possibly selling crack.
I want to say that we talked a little bit about it when we did our Relax Fit. There was more talks about the Father God, but then when the new documentary came out, it was all about the new fucking, the bad last father.
The last father God, the scary father
the
God.
The very, very scary guy.
Honestly, I mean, with these documentaries, usually I say they go on too long. I think this one was too short.
Well, it's, you and I are also directly fascinated
yes.
with the subject, and some people think that watching cult members warble not as interesting. But I find it interesting.
I find it
because
interesting.
I want to know. Because I yeah. really want to know what's going inside your head from your perspective. Because it helps us kind of understand cults on the whole. Like as you see what their thought patterns are, you're watching, especially something like this, when the head dies and you're watching the cult continue to operate, that somehow you can kind of tell it has enough of a foot outside of their experience to sort of see that what they're doing is also sort of supporting themselves. Like it is a business and it is a community and it is a house that they all live in a way
yeah.
where there's like practical things
yeah.
that have, but which is weird because now God's gone.
God's,
so you guys don't need to be there anymore.
But infrastructure remains.
Yes. And then you guys are also all still operating under the same way. Like you're still just doing it because keeping the grift going is literally what it is that is supporting you.
Yeah, of course.
Very interesting because you don't see a lot with a lot of these cults. Nexium struggling.
Nexium's still going?
I think that sections of Nexium are, I believe they are still going, because I know that Smallville woman.
She's going, yeah, she's a,
she's going to, she's flipping.
Yeah.
Or she did already flip. I think Keith Raniere,
No, Keith Raniere's in prison for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, yeah, he's gone. But the things about Nexium is that Nexium had really high overhead because they had to pay rent on all those spaces.
And it's all these high-end shit. They were doing all this, like, doing Scientology games without the Scientology flow.
Yeah, but Love is One, I mean, it's all they need is a trailer and a fucking, and a stamps.com subscription.
That's it. Yeah, it's all about stripping down.
Yeah, strip down. Get your stamps.com. You can send out your colloidal silver jars to whoever the fuck wants them.
He is at it. Yeah, he's in jail for 120 years.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, and he's got a $1.75 million fine, which he can work on that in jail.
Yeah.
And then we have another story. Now, I want to hear what people, let me see what people think about this. I don't know. This is a scenario someone would ask if we have, if any of our listeners have heard about this. Now, I'm a single mom of three kids. My oldest son is just starting to drive. So now that he's paying more attention while driving with me, I don't feel too crazy to say out loud that multiple times per week, and now even more frequently per day, multiple streetlights turn mostly off when I drive under them or near them. Sometimes they turn on. I live in a small city near Cleveland. I am constantly driving my kids around, mostly between two or three towns nearby. So last time when I was with my 11-year-old daughter, we counted six different streetlights going out in one day. Today, I counted at least five. Am I completely insane? Probably. But my kids and I laugh about it, and I just had to ask for them.
I have never heard of this.
It's not happened to me.
Non-manon.
I'm putting it to the audience.
I've never heard of this
you're being followed by the infrastructure of your town. All right, it is. I don't know.
It could be that the Ohio infrastructure is not wonderful. I do maintain that, like, Indiana, when I had long COVID and we were trying to do that.
What?
Sliders
and the streetlight phenomenon?
Sliders?
What is this?
Sliders like sliders?
The phenomenon is known as street lamp interference. It's possibly a psychic event that's just being about to be recognized. Interesting. So this is a personalized psychic event.
And they call themselves sliders.
Sliders for streetlight interference. Apparently this could, wow, streetlight interference, electronic devices. Yes. So let me ask you these two questions, listener, if you can email us back. Number one, have you been drinking charged lemonade from Panera? Because that might be a symptom.
Yeah.
But it says here, appliances such as lamps and TVs go on and off without being touched. Light bulbs constantly blow out when the slider tries to turn them off or on.
Sliders.
Watches stop working. You're never on time. That's why she's late. Credit cards and other magnetically encoded cards are damaged or erased. What causes this phenomenon? So any attempt to pinpoint a cause for SLI at this point would be mere speculation, according to liveabout.com. A reasonable speculation for the effect, if it is a real one, might have something to do with the electronic impulses of the brain. Does anybody else experience this? Side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. Because that is fascinating. Because I know I've dealt with people that do the thing where, like, electronics hate me.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no, you're fucking are just destroying shit with your hands.
No, but some people, truly, electronics just do not work around them. They just can't get that. There's something about their makeup. Maybe it's their tude that's not doing it.
It could be, you could need a tude adjustment. Like, we could look at that.
But research at the Princeton Engineering Anomalies Research Lab, that's Pair, suggested that the subconscious can indeed affect electronic devices.
Sure, that's what we've been trying to say. All right, that's what Dan Aykroyd talked about for fucking years, dog. All mm-hmm. right, that's why he got divorced.
Yeah.
Oh. She couldn't handle that shit
amongst
anymore.
Amongst other things. No human being would get divorced like this.
Wow, that's really interesting. Yes, yeah. Please. No, thank you for sending that my way. I hope that we get some more people that are saying they experienced this, because that's fascinating.
Side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. If you are a slider, let us know. And let us know what your experiences are.
And if you have a plate of sliders, you can send them my way.
Or if you're a fan of the show Sliders, which we obviously are.
We are.
I mean, Jonathan Rhys-Davies.
Jeffrey O'Connell. Jerry
O'Connell. They're absolutely fantastic. It's a really great show.
All right. So if you are in the Los Angeles area, and you have nothing to do for Christmas, I got something now you can do. Come on down to the Knitting Factory NoHo, December 22nd. Come out, We're doing classy night out. Ed Larson and I, we're going to make a home away from home. We're going to joke about a lot of stuff. It's going to be really gross.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. Excited. I love classy night out. It's always fun.
I'm really excited. Check out twitch.tv/LPNTV. We are making stuff every fucking week.
Yep.
And I'll announce here, December 14th, we're going to have a bit of a good pud Christmas pudtacular. We are putting the family back in Christmas. This is going to be a full, we have a Christmas special. We got special guests. I think it's going to be really fun. December 14th on twitch.tv/LPNTV at 5 p.m. PST.
So let me ask you about good pud. Have you guys started to go into when you say pudding, do you go into the British puddings at all?
That's not pudding here.
Okay, so you're only...
That's pudding there.
Okay, so you're not willing to bring that sort of pudding into your purview.
It has nothing to do with good pud. It has literally fucking nothing to do with good pud because a pudding over there is their version of pudding. And guess what? It's fucking wrong. Dumb.
It's
because
wrong.
We have pudding.
Yeah, we do
That's
have pudding.
Real.
But why don't you also check out their pudding?
Because this is America.
Uh-huh.
Last I smelled my fucking tits, I'm American as hell.
But didn't you have like chicken tikka masala pudding at one point?
The pudding is allowing itself to be open to other cultures. But it is in and of itself, it is American.
American.
Right? Because it is pudding.
So it's got to be
it's
like
our pudding.
So it has to be a viscous liquid of some sort.
A pudding. It needs to be a pudding. All right? Here, again, we're not in great fucking British.
Okay.
All right? Because they're wrong.
Yeah.
They invented it all, but guess what else they fucking did, man? They still got a stupid ass fucking king with big sausage fingers.
I can't wait, man. I'm going to England to visit family over Christmas and New Year's.
I love it. It's so much fun.
It's so much fun. I can't wait to say happy Christmas to people.
Happy Christmas, King.
Happy Christmas. You're going to live every day when you're in the UK going, hey, oi, oi. And you're going to love when someone goes over and goes, hey, fuck, back to you.
Yeah.
And then you're going to laugh.
I'm going to laugh and laugh. And if any of you out there know something cool that's going on in London on New Year's Eve that's not a house party, at your buddy Ian's place, something
let
like
him know.
A show, something cool. We're looking around, trying to figure out what to do on New Year's Eve. So sidestories.lpotl@gmail.com. If you know of like a cool fucking gig somewhere.
Yeah, dog.
We can have a good old time.
They would love it. Do we have any other announcements? Operation Sunshine at your local comic book store. Go check it out.
Yeah. Issue number 3 is going to be coming out this month, later on here in like a couple weeks or so. So make sure to go to your local comic book store and ask for it by name.
Yep.
Ask them to make a pull list for you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And if you're looking for other cool comics to pick up while you're there, James Tinian's new comic Deviant is really fucking cool. It's like a Christmas horror comic. It's very fucking cool. I recommend picking that up. The new Dan Close book, Monica, is incredible.
Yeah, is it good?
It's so fucking good. It's one of the best things he's ever done. The man has never missed a step. Everything he's ever put out has been fucking amazing.
I'll check out some shit.
Yeah, check it out. Go to your local comic book store. There's so much cool shit out there right now. Go check it out.
I do have a plug. Go and check out my stupid movie that I think is really good called How to Ruin the Holidays. It's on Amazon. Anywhere you can go rent it. I'm very happy. I love everybody who made it. It's so much fun. I get to play it. I stay on brand because I'm a neighbor who hates Christmas.
Perfect.
So it works.
I love it.
I'll save
you. I love it.
I love it.
I love it.
Do, 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 do. Get out of here. Hail Satan.
Aggie.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.